Christmas tree.
Yeah.
No lights. No lights. No presents.
No lights and no presents. Is this Christmas tree doing an impersonation of my childhood?
We have had some technical problems.
We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
So when your album comes out,
yo, will, hello.
We'll promote the fuck out. Are we
live? We are back. It's happening.
Oh, shit.
You might want to start talking.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. Boom, boom, boom. What a fun show that was. If you guys listened to the last episode or the last hour, epic. Jamar came on, crushed it. Skin Diamond, very powerful Doctor Who trivia. Very powerful at the game. She will be getting a drawing from Decline, and it will be great. I'm so excited. Wow. Fart. I can't hear Gareth. Now I can. Chew a little more. Why don't you have your headphones on?
Because it fucks with me because I can't hear myself, so it makes me feel like I can't.
I can hear you. Why can't you hear yourself?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You seem very upset about it.
I'm not upset about it.
Well, because when you have the headphones on, if you can't hear through them, then you can't hear anything
I can't tell,
in the room.
Yeah, it fucks with you.
Like, you can't hear anyone. So,
I get it. Once again, thanks for tuning in, Playboy Radio. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Thank you, All Things Comedy fans, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. A lot of great stuff going on. Once again, we're going to start Indiegogo to try to get enough money to get Scary Perry to
Scaremaster. Star of Windy City Heat
and the Big
Perry
Three
Caravello,
podcast.
K-A-R, yeah.
To come and
cage dance. When we can throw things at him that are not hard objects. We can throw money and things at him.
Money.
Yeah, money.
We can make it. We'll make it rain or hail. That's where you throw change.
We can make it drizzle. Yeah, we could throw, I don't know what it is, $2 bills?
Yeah. We'll throw stuff at him.
Now, Skin Diamond is the cliffhanger crossover.
Bye, Skin.
Bye.
Thanks for coming in. You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Say hi to your sister for me. I miss her.
Say hi to, is that Skin Ruby?
So, guys, we got to get Clown Hooker, Sugar Weasel, and Perry at the December 18th show.
That would be so great.
I want to make it happen.
I think that your heart and your head are in the right place.
It's a
Now, what's with the Sullivan? What did you mean I'm leaving the show in January?
Well, let's talk about this, man.
Yeah, that was a
We
real...
talk. I mean, you might be writing on a show.
But that doesn't mean that you miss... That doesn't mean that I would leave the show.
Well, I mean, you're going to write all day and then come to the show?
Dude, I do that anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
always here.
You know, I'm doing this because I'm sad to the thought that you might leave the show.
I'm not leaving.
Are you saying that?
No, I would.
Are you pinky promising you're not going to leave us? Pinky promise?
Yeah, pinky promise.
Oh, so it's real.
Yeah, I would tell you if I was. Or I would at least float it out there. Even if I do write on that, it doesn't mean... Who told you that, Berno?
No.
Who?
The voices in my head.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez. They're dangerous.
They are. And there's a lot of them. What'd you do over the weekend?
I went to San Antonio.
Oh, how was San Antonio? How was LOL?
It was all right. Yeah, it was pretty good. It rained the whole time. Saw three movies.
What movies did you watch?
I watched Delivery Man, Bad Grandpa, and Thor 2.
How was Delivery Man?
Delivery Man's pretty good.
I think Vince Vaughn's very funny, man.
And it's not even that funny of a movie.
It's more like an uplifting?
A little. I mean, there's funny stuff in it, but it's definitely not like just going for comedy.
Okay.
He's a good actor. And then Bad Grandpa was funny, and Thor 2 was trash.
Thor 2 wasn't as good as I thought it was going
to
be.
Honest to God, for me to go see one of the... Like, I don't want to go see these movies anymore. Like, it really, to me... I understand that people like them, that they like seeing superheroes, but it's always the same shit. And when it gets, the guy's thing is he has a magic hammer. I've just seen so much better shit.
Yeah.
I mean, Superman can literally do anything he fucking wants to as long as there's not a green rock around him. And this dude's like, where's my hammer? The fucking, without my hammer, I won't be. It's like, dude, fucking, you have a hammer?
Did you like the last Superman?
It was okay.
Really? I thought it was phenomenal.
It just you know, I'll tell you what I liked were the Batmans. The recent Batmans, all three of those fucking movies I liked.
I didn't like the last Batman because I thought that...
What was your problem?
No, I love
Batman. The best! Welcome to the House of Pies.
Okay, well, I was trying to put together... I want to put a radio demo together for this show and try to send it around to a bunch of places. Yeah. You know, just
oh, Bane's audition should Bane's be part of the segment.
Bane and Chris Gore?
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
Who was he doing?
Was he doing the Joker? I don't remember who he was doing.
Was he doing? Yeah, I think he was doing. That was really funny.
I know we just
What are you talking about?
A lot of great shows coming up.
So tell us about all the great things you have for the Illuminati coming up.
You know, I forgot to mention last week the last episode about all of our gigs coming up. Man, I was so enjoying Skin Diamond being naked, even though I am a little disappointed she wouldn't show her butthole.
Sam, get over the butthole already.
Never. But, dude, we're... What was that, Skin Flute?
Skin Diamond made Skin Flute.
Hey, do you like that one?
No, hey, so a lot of great stuff's coming on. I got to get, the first week of December, I am at the Las Vegas. I'm in Las Vegas at Bally's at the LA Comedy Club. And the following week, I'll be at the La Jolla Comedy Store headlining with all new material. Where are you going to be, Gareth?
I'll be in LA doing a couple things, but then the following weekend, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale somewhere.
What weekend is that? Give us dates.
That'll be the weekend of the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
All right. That's awesome.
Fort Lauderdale. And then the following week in Tampa. And then the night before you heard this, I was in San Diego.
Okay. Well, you know, all those gigs that you listen, I listen are great, but nothing's as big as Vicky's big event she's got coming up.
What do you have, you little stinker?
Talk to your Uncle Ben.
I'm so glad you asked, guys. All right, so I get a Facebook message, right, from this girl, Jenny Fine, who I know she works at Meltdown, and that's how I met her. So she's like, hey, got this show coming, Sam Brown's emceeing it, and Josh Fadem's a part of it, and I'm like, oh, these are all the people that I love. And I'm thinking, like, at this place that I love. Not exactly what I expected, but I got an email from the person running it, and apparently it is an art gallery event.
Oh, an art gallery. Those are fun.
So you go there to do cut-up jokes.
And this is going to be December 6th at the Syrup Loft. So the premise...
Where?
At the Syrup Loft.
Oh, that's right. In the Waffle District, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. You know.
Isn't that a special section of the International House of Pancakes?
Welcome to the International.
All right, you got it.
So this art event is going to be female artists that have all gotten together to create artwork about penises. Yahoo! And the name of the show is Members Only.
Ah, I like the title.
So there's going to be a little stand-up portion. They're going to do the whole art event with live models, live male models. If you want to come out and draw some dicks, this would be your chance.
So there's going to be naked men walking around with their dicks hanging out?
So you're saying if I've been thinking for so long, I want to go draw dicks, this is my thing.
Right,
go.
I
want to
draw dicks. Where can I get some in a safe, comfortable environment? This would be the place.
Do you think there's going to be any Asian male models there?
Sam, I got the answer for that one.
I was a little nervous at first because the way it was worded almost made it seem like these two things were happening at the same time. And I was like, so do you want us to go on stage and like roast these
cocks?
Dicks?
Oh, that would be so hilarious.
Now that's amazing. What your biggest fear is what Sam and I would fucking carpool to go to. We'd be fucking like, where are we pre-gaming before we go watch the cock roast?
It's like, seems like that would be kind of inappropriate for the... You know, they're already coming out. They're putting themselves out there to be, you know, drawn, and they're modeling with their dick hanging out. I don't think they need a few comedians.
Do you feel that if you're a man...
Nobody ever needs that. But.
Hold on. Are you worried that these guys who are dick models might be sensitive? Aw, dude... You have to have the biggest balls in the world to be walking around at a fucking event with your dick hanging out.
I just think
you have
with
your dick.
When you're that blatently vulnerable,
that's what I'm telling you. There's no vulnerability
there. You think
there.
That's over.
No!
It's just gone.
You have to be like, I'm just, my dick's huge.
Maybe you just create a dais where you can't see who it's attached to and it's just the dicks themselves.
What, a bunch of glory holes everywhere?
Well, I mean, I'd rather call it something else, but at the end of the day, it's a glory hole, yeah.
Dude, no. Dude.
I would prefer that, because then if it's attached to someone you don't know it is. So you can speak freely about said dick.
I'm not hung at all. I've come to grips with that. I'm fine with that. I bet
you've come to grips with that.
In other... Yes, I've worked magic in my other ways. But let me just say, if you have a big dick, you know it, and you just don't give a fuck about anything. Big dick dudes don't give a fuck. It's called that big dick confidence.
That's what we're calling it, is the BDC.
What did Chrissy Rose call big dick cool? Big dick cool, big that's dick what it's cool. called.
Wow.
Those guys don't give a shit. They're going to be like, yeah! They're going to be doing a lot of this. Yeah!
I hope they do that the
touchdown.
Whole time.
Sam's doing the double pump to the crotch.
Yeah.
The butter slicer.
Yeah, the butter slicer to the crotch.
Stop butter slicing. We can't draw
the stir
you.
Fry.
Stop moving.
The old stir fry.
Oh, man. So that's where Vicky, what is that date in case anyone wants
that
to come watch you?
December 6th. Please come to that thing,
December
man.
6th if you want to watch.
Do you think Vicky's going to be really awkward, or is she just going to be cock zombie excited with all those... dicks all.
I bet she'll do well, and then I also bet that she will deep down inside be like, she'll be cock happy.
I think she will.
Yeah,
be.
She'll have a cock. She'll be the cock of the walk.
Members only.
Members only.
I don't know if girls get excited about seeing dicks as guys do. I mean, like, you ever been?
What do you mean? As guys get about girls?
Yes.
Shit, right?
How girls get guys get excited about seeing girls naked?
I agree. I do agree with you, Sam. I think you have a great point. And a great attitude.
Yeah, I mean, are you excited to see dicks?
I mean, look, I'm sure the artwork's going to be wonderful. And I know that these women artists are doing it as, it's like the turnaround. You know what I mean? They feel like women get objectified a lot. Now they're going to objectify some penises. And I get it, and it's cool. They're doing a podcast afterwards with sex nerd Sandra. It's an event, so I get it. Is it a little weird to me that someone thinks, hey, dick show... I got the perfect girl for this. Let's call up Vicky Kessa.
Oh, so
that's
you're...
a little strange.
Well, maybe they went to high school with you, Vicky.
That's hilarious. I think she'd be happy about that. I really do. I think that, I mean, if they're having that girl podcasting, these are all, like, now are these female comics who drew the art? Or is it just artists?
Oh, no, the artists are totally separate from
and
the
real,
the
like,
event.
Legit artists, or are they just, like, a bunch of lonely housewives?
Yeah, no, they're legit.
So
that
you got asked to do
Nerdist.
As weird as this event sounds... It still sounds like it's pretty interesting, and you should be, if I was you, I'd be pretty happy that they would even think about adding.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, like when she's like, someone's going to hit you up, I was like, oh God, please hit me up. Please, I need to do this one. I need that just to talk about it right now.
The
like,
question
I need to do this
we
one,
all
please.
Have is, what's Lenny going to wear?
Oh,
I
please,
I don't know if
dude.
He's going to go.
Does anybody listening have any kind of like... one of those cowboys that they always wear, the
chaps. Assless chaps.
God, can we get Lenny Chaps to walk around? I mean,
yeehaw!
Yeah, there we go. All right,
let's
man.
Bring in
enough
our guest.
Of this dick talk. Who's in studio, Vicky?
What a way to enter. You know him. He is also a host on All Things Comedy. His podcast is called Deep Shit. He just did the half hour and appeared on At Midnight on Comedy Central. Ladies and gentlemen, Baron Vaughn.
Baron Vaughn, welcome.
Speaking of dicks, here I is.
Thanks for coming on the show, man. Greatly appreciated.
Oh, yeah. It's an honor to be here. Christmas tree.
Yeah.
No
it's a
lights.
Big honor. No lights. No presents.
No lights and no presents. Is this Christmas tree doing an impersonation of my childhood? Maybe just one sock. Not two. You get left sock this year. Next year, if you're good, you get right sock.
Thanks for coming so much on the show. This is actually our dedication to black comedy. And you're on, it's our November for black comedians. It's Blacktober, so thanks for coming out.
Blacktober.
Yes.
Much better than Movember.
Yeah.
Yes. Black people need more, we need more awareness than, what's Movember about? I forget.
Right. I think black
know
people,
about?
I don't remember.
Does anyone even know what
Movember?
It's about cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Prostate cancer.
The most curable of all the cancers.
Yep. And then Black History Month is February, the shortest month.
Yeah, the most curable of all
most
the races. Wait a minute. I'm honored that you guys had me on when you're having black comedians on. So
yes,
you still had me.
Yeah,
it might have been an accidental marketing.
You mean blacksidental?
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
I'm not above a pun.
Come on. We'll pun all day.
Okay.
We'll pun all day. Okay. So,
that was all I had.
No
was,
pun there. I'll just say okay.
My brain was like, pun all day? Got nothing.
Yeah,
my brain
day.
Was like the like that Christmas tree right now. just empty and sad.
Deep shit. What's it like? What's it about?
Deep shit. No, it's, well, basically.
Now, let me ask you. Are, yeah. Is it deep thoughts or are you in deep shit? And you got, the only way you're getting out is Nicolas Cage.
It's a little of both. It's okay. Basically, my podcast is the plot to the movie Snake Eyes.
Okay. By the way, that was just on television. And
was it?
I must say something that might shock you.
You're going to say that it holds up and it's really good
no,
or something.
No, it doesn't hold up.
That doesn't shock me at all. Yeah. Right?
The shocking thing is not to say, the shocking thing is to say it's still really good or something like that.
It starts out good because if you're into like directing and all that stuff,
I like a good director.
Come no, on, if you, he's into directing.
The shot.
Let him finish.
It's all one shot. The
oh,
opening
the whole
shot.
Movie's one shot. I didn't
no,
know that.
No, no, no. The opening sequence is all shot. Is all one shot.
Are you into directing though?
My girlfriend's a producer and she produced a lot of stuff. So.
You know Robert Altman.
Yes.
The director?
Yes.
Have you seen The Player?
No.
Oh. You hear the gravel
wow.
in the voice?
Yeah.
The Player is the whole first 15 minutes is one continuous shot mm-hmm. on like a Let Hollywood lot. It's incredible, dude. Tim Robbins, the top of his game. Acting wise, there's like 80 celebrity because it's a Hollywood movie.
Right,
it's about
yeah.
like the business. It's pretty incredible, and that's a it's a beautiful like crane shot that comes
Does
in and out of rooms
up?
And stuff. Oh yeah, definitely holds up.
So it's not Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage
it's
is not
a
in
Snake
it.
Eyes.
That's probably the main reason it holds
yeah.
up.
You'll find that with most of Nicolas Cage's stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what does kind of hold up? Ghost Rider. Not really. It's awful. It's
the second Ghost awful. Rider.
Is there a bigger? What's a bigger sin? In terms of entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Ghost Rider the movie taking a great character and just destroying it with dog shit movie.
Making it crap.
Or Rosie O'Donnell playing Betty in the Flintstones movie. What's a bigger
oh.
sin?
Oh, I mean, oh, well, because you mean Betty used to be fuckable? Is that what you're trying
well,
to say?
Well, there used to be a saying.
No offense to Rosie O.
Yeah. When someone says
is that her?
She's a Betty, that's what it meant. Yeah, that was a we had Rosie on. That was a queef she did for us.
Oh, okay,
she lost.
That was a plug.
Queefy O'Donnell.
She yeah. lost the Land of a Lost trivia, and she had to give us a queef. So that was what we recorded.
Amazing. Well, what about
Barrett? Can I say something?
Yeah,
I
go
like
ahead.
You a lot.
Oh, jeez, we just
oh,
met
wow.
each other.
Yeah,
well,
I do.
We kind of met. Just,
yeah,
I've seen you from a distance.
Yeah. Oh, you're the guy in the bushes.
Yeah, I'm that Bette Midler song. What? You know how black comics are always referencing Bette Midler.
It's honestly
thanks for having me.
The stereotype's too much.
I love Blacktober.
Black comics with their musical theater references.
Oh, God. Y'all remember from a distance? What did he just say? What the fuck did he just say?
Man, I really wish I was not happy with that impersonation of a black comic that you did, which is so incredibly accurate. For 5 seconds, I thought my grandmother was alive again. And she was doing her set from 1992's Def Comedy Jam, where she came out and she was like, y'all don't understand. I ain't scared of you, but
she's got the catchphrase.
Yeah, my grandmother was Bernie Mac. Anyway, continue.
I'm like sweating. I'm laughing so hard.
Oh,
or it's hot as fuck in here. I don't know what it is.
No, no, it's not that
What's
hot.
What's a bigger sin?
I think the Ghost Rider thing. Because really, I mean, like the Flintstones, like who cares about a live action movie of the Flintstones? You know what I mean? Like it's a good cartoon. It's a cartoon. I like the cartoon. I think that the sequel was awful. They
Can
made
you
a
believe
sequel
they
to
made
it.
A sequel?
They made a sequel to it. And then the Betty was hot in the sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got that note.
Oh, but they got that note.
The Ghost Rider movies, I don't know. Like the Ghost Rider story is interesting. Like if you're into comic books and stuff like that, it's an interesting story. I mean, it's super complicated.
Right.
And so it's always hard when you have like a character that's literally been around for 30 years. And you're like, let's put that into 2 hours.
Right.
It's like
right.
if someone asks you to describe your favorite family member.
Yeah.
And you have 2 hours to do it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. It doesn't
really?
Happen.
You must have interesting family members.
Dude, I can literally do it in 4 minutes.
There's my fat uncle. He's like fat. And
hey, you meet my buddy Sammy.
My favorite family member was the movie Ray, so I don't know. It's a lot to fit into 2 hours. Everything that my favorite family member's done. So
oh, shit.
You you were in. You've been in some great movies. Black Dynamite.
Yeah. Have you seen Black Dynamite?
I have. I've seen parts. Our studio has.
It's a fantastic movie.
Real quick, what'd you guys? Hey, Sapphire. What'd you think of the movie?
Well, I'm going to be biased. I used to work for Michael Jai White. Oh. I used to babysit his kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're my Michael Jai, right?
No, but I loved it. I love that movie. It's bomb.
If you've ever watched any blaxploitation film, then you will like the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because it's a parody of it, but it's also
it's
like
an homage.
It's an homage. Yeah. It's more. It's not like a parody. Is I feel like the wrong word because it's not like. I don't know. It's hard to. It works on like 8 levels, but people love it, man.
Can you tell us what it's like to work with Tommy Davidson?
You know what? I only got to be on set with him one day, and it was like I was scared.
Can you
at first.
Describe that in 2 hours?
Yes. Here we go. I hold on. Wait for it. Was
3 hours later.
Third act. Scared.
There it is. Was he just crazy?
No, I didn't really get to experience him that much, you know? And I heard he's like, man, I don't even remember how long ago that was, but like, he seemed like he was cool. I was like, okay, cool, Tommy Davidson. It's totes whatevs. I still remember Tommy Davidson. Actually, there was a, I don't know if you guys remember this show. This show is probably one of my biggest comedy influences, okay? It was called Robert Townsend Partners in Crime. Does anybody remember this?
I kind of do, yeah.
He had like, I want to say like 4 HBO specials. It was sort of what became In Living Color.
They had sketch. I do remember one of the sketches where it was like you met everyone that the girl had fucked in one room together.
Wow, I don't even remember that sketch.
It was when they were saying, like, when STDs were coming out, it was like, you sleep with someone you've slept with everyone they've met. Or they've
Yeah. And then everyone was in the same room.
And then
everyone's
in the room and he's meeting them. Yeah.
I kind of remember that.
What happened to Robert Townsend?
Meteor Man.
Nope.
No, I don't know.
I've never seen a guy be so big and basically dominate what he's doing and then completely disappear off the face of the earth. Like, not even, like, doing random, like, Indian casinos.
He did that Hip Hopra movie on...
And that, you think that's it?
Notice that gigantic silence right there.
What, on MTV?
No, I remember seeing there was like some movie that was on ABC and it was like a hip hop musical.
It was the MTV version of Carmen.
Right.
Was Beyonce in it?
Beyonce was in it. And Robert Townsend. And then he did that Disney movie.
What was the Disney
up,
movie?
Up, Up, and Away. Black Superheroes. Again.
You're disappointed with it.
Again.
You sound like you're sick of it.
No, it was stupid.
Black superhero running around.
Are you from the East Coast?
No, I'm from here.
Oh, okay. You just said that so East Coast. You're like, stupid.
It was stupid. Like, oh,
you
went
fucking Puerto Rican on us.
You did. New Yorkerican. Get it right.
Now, let me ask you something. You were in Cloverfield.
Yeah.
What scene were you in? We were talking about, because we don't remember any black people in Cloverfield.
I know. We all got 8. You know, okay, so I was cast to be in a quote-unquote teaser because the whole movie was improvised, and they didn't tell anybody what the hell the movie was about. Even when I was filming it, I didn't really know what it was about.
That is so bizarre.
They were basically like, okay, we were at a party, and it was supposed to be someone's going-away party, and we were all – so there was a point where there's like a video diary that we're saying goodbye to this person. So we're just supposed to talk to this camera, say goodbye, you know, some memory. Then we're all – then you guys are going to hear – it's going to be like an earthquake. And you guys are like, oh, my God, is that an earthquake? Everyone runs up to the roof. Then we're on the roof. And you see that building over there? We're like, yeah. Something's going to explode. And it's going to come at you. You're like, wow, an explosion. Suddenly all the shrapnel's coming this way. Run down the stairs. And we're like, yeah, what are we running from? Get him out of here. He's asking too many questions. Get
Wait,
him out.
Where am I going?
Get him out of here. Yeah, that was, so it was like, I was supposed to be in this teaser of it, and I didn't know it was going to get actually used in the movie, but it did get used in the movie because when they showed the trailer.
Did you get paid for that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, cool.
I did get paid for that.
So,
Don't worry about that. I beat you to saying your own thing.
Dude, that was so funny.
I wasn't like T.J. Miller in the damn thing, but like I was in it.
But we all can't be T.J. Miller.
We all can't be. Thank God. What if this was a nation of T.J. Millers? I think it would go a little something like this. Man. Not to me. I don't know what I'm talking about right there. That was another example of my brain just failing in the moment. Oh, thanks, brain. Nate, no problem, bro. Oh, get out of here. Oh, that's my brain.
Do you think the guy for... Oh, no, I'm not even going to say that.
Go
now,
ahead.
Let me ask you something.
The answer is no.
I'm scared.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, what up?
since you're into television, your album that came out, your comedy album called, what was it called?
Raised by Cable.
Yeah,
Raised by Cable. I want to make sure I got it right. What do you think of Family Guy killing off Brian?
Dude, I like that.
Really?
Yeah, I like that they did that.
I'm crushed.
Good. That's how it's supposed to be.
Why is every show I had a dog? Have to die?
Have you ever had a dog?
I do have a dog.
Have you had one that died in the past?
I wasn't there for it, but yes.
It wasn't there for it. It's like, dog, you betrayed us.
Hey, where you going, Dad?
Take this dog out of here. Never again, dog. Never again. I don't know what that impersonation is supposed to be. Some almost De Niro.
I think that was De Niro from the Bullwinkle movie.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God.
De Niro from the Bull. Who's that guy? You know that Greek comic?
Angelo.
His name is like Basil.
Yeah, Basil.
He was the voice of Bullwinkle, wasn't he?
Really?
Or Rocky in that movie.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I opened for him once at a Greek restaurant in Queens.
How was that?
It was exactly what it sounded like.
Awesome.
I hosted it.
Oh, my God.
And the guy who produced it, he called himself Jimmy the Greek. Basil and Jimmy both did half their act in Greek. And the only laugh I really got was when I went up after Jimmy. I'm like, I got to learn some Greek because apparently that's what's killing with you guys. And they were like, you do, Negro.
Yes.
They didn't say it. They thought it. Okay, four of them said it. But... yeah, didn't he? I think he was like a voice in that. I am to be that, guys. So anyway, what the heck? Yeah. I like that they killed Brian. I like that we're talking about it. You know, it's a dangerous move. I think it's interesting. We'll see if that's like a you jumped the shark / killed the dog. If the expression jumped the shark like changes to killed the cartoon dog, we'll see if that's what happens.
It's just catchy.
I think that American Dad is a better show than Family Guy. Yeah. Oh.
You don't like it? You don't like it?
I've never watched that much of American Dad. I haven't watched that much of either one of them, to be honest.
Well, good things you have opinions about it.
Well, no, but I've seen American Dad, like, has no appeal
don't
to
need
me.
To see it to know how I feel about it.
I've watched a few of them. I don't know. Just as
why?
Was...
Do you hate America?
Do you hate dads?
Oh, okay. All right.
You guys, like the black and white version of each other.
Not necessarily.
Wait, what?
I would never wear that much flannel. We gotta wait, is that flannel or plaid? I forget.
That's what makes it so great.
Okay. Whatever, Mumford and Sons. Anyway.
Yeah, hey, we're like this all the time.
All right, Arcade Fire. Whoa. So, I think.
You're killing,
okay,
dude.
Tegan and Sarah. So, you were saying, calm down, Belle and Sebastian.
Is it Tegan and Sarah?
Yeah, isn't it?
Isn't it Tegan and Sarah, and she has her last name? Because they had Katy Perry played at the Hollywood Bowl that I lived right next to, and they listed all of her opening act. It was like Tegan and Sarah and Sarah's last name, and I'm like, why did Sarah get her last name?
Could have been another band that you mistook as her last name.
Good point.
Oh, wow. Please.
And I just took this comedic situation.
Are you saying I don't know how to read?
Possibly.
Made it real, but also just solved it immediately.
I did.
Maybe it's another band.
It was
it
was like a good comedy like build, and I'm like, logic. You're like, oh, thanks for
shutting
that
down, another band.
Dick.
It was another band.
By the way, fan of show, friend of show, Beware of Darkness, hit me up. They got me 2 free tickets to their show this Saturday. So
that's
a band?
Yeah, Beware of Darkness.
Oh, okay.
Came on.
I just didn't know if that was something that people said about me when I'm walking through the side.
Sounds like someone
walking through the streets of Knoxville.
It's just code.
Hey, Beware of Darkness.
Next I will Beware of Darkness. And it's just a bunch of white dads staring at you.
American dads.
American dads. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not into it.
Do you think that Walking Dead has jumped a shark?
Oh, yeah, man.
I can't watch it anymore. I just feel like every episode is the same episode.
Well, the thing is that, like, Walking Dead, I got a lot of problems with television. I love it. Love television, obviously, right? All my references.
Raised by Cable.
But Walking Dead, it's like, it's the hottest show on AMC, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, they keep firing everyone that makes it the show good.
Yeah,
like they fired, like, 3 showrunners or something. It's just like, how is this show supposed to get any consistency? Because they still have to write scripts when there's the person who is in charge is suddenly gone. What are they going to do except write the exact same script?
Hold on. Shit's getting weak?
What's getting weak?
I'm Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, yeah.
Oh.
It is getting weak.
Shit's getting weak.
I thought she was talking about this show.
I thought she was telling us the show and it was getting weak.
I thought this was going well.
We all reacted the exact same way.
I thought
like,
I was a hell of an interview. Now I know.
I think the show's going
great.
We were
laughing. Everybody's having fun. Why is it getting weak? What happened?
No, she's talking about Walking Dead, and that's true. Walking Dead has jumped the zombie, if you will.
I think it has, too. I mean, we're really in a place where it's like, never before have we ever had a show where, or a bunch of shows where you love somebody, and there's a good chance they're going to die. And, I mean, every show now is like, who's going to get off this week? And eventually, they kill off everybody that you cared about on the show. So you're like, why am I watching this show?
They've gone down like three tricks, I feel like.
Yeah.
And killing someone we love is one of the tricks.
It's almost like if your agent asks for more money.
For them. Right.
It's like, that's the show where if your agent asks for more money, you get the script the next week, you're dead.
Well, I remember when they got rid of the original showrunner, who was Frank Darabont, the guy who directed The Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption. That was the guy who directed, like, the pilot of Walking Dead. He was in charge of the tone of the show. They got rid of him out of nowhere. And no one knows why. And I remember seeing the press, and like the cast was all like, this is, doesn't make any sense, but nobody wanted to say anything because it's a zombie show.
Right.
Anyone who speaks up can be killed the next week.
Very easy.
Oh, bye-bye paychecks, so, you know. So it was like, it was just like weird. And then they fired the next guys. Like, what are they doing? It didn't make any sense.
What are they doing? Yeah. And it's just,
who are these people?
Who's doing the firing?
That's the best worst Seinfeld I've ever heard.
What's
made me crave a zombie Seinfeld.
Ooh. Oh, who wants to see my impression of Richard Pryor if he was a zombie?
Oh no.
Who wants to see it? Right. Who wants to hear it?
Okay. Right. Go ahead. Do it.
Brains. There you go. That's it. There you go. That's my only impression.
That's really good.
Thank you. Can we get
this
show? I
thought it was going to be offensive, but it was just incredibly accurate. I was like, oh, where's this going? Then you did a good Richard Pryor impression, and I was not ready for it. I was not ready for it.
Oh, by the way, has anyone noticed that Sarah left again?
Yeah. Oh, Sarah.
What is this? Halfway through a show, she leaves with the porn star.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe she goes outside to smoke a cigarette with these guests, and then her and the guests take off and do some fun shit.
Yeah.
From the first hour.
That's definitely not going to happen with me.
No.
I'm incapable of fun shit.
Oh, my God.
Deep shit, though.
You
Very
are deep shit. Deep yeah. shit. Yeah. Deep shit. What's the greatest TV show of all time?
The greatest TV show of all time?
Yep.
Herman's Head.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I just work with one of the guys, the fat guy that was on the show.
Yeah.
The movie I just shot called Live Nude Girls, he did a cameo in it.
Live Nude Girls?
Yeah, I just shot a movie.
It's called Live Nude Girls?
Yeah.
Wasn't there already a movie called that?
I'm sure there's a million movies.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be on Showtime, which is funny because I did a comedy series on Showtime called Live Nude Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that series.
Yeah. I was on there with Ian
Edwards. Shannon Elizabeth, right?
Yep.
That's right. You were. It was you and Ian Edwards. I saw that episode.
Me and
you were wearing a suit and no glasses.
Yeah. And me and Ian Edwards did it. And it's a very funny story about that. Whitney Cummings was writing for that show.
Was writing the jokes for Shannon Elizabeth?
Well, here's the thing. She originally had been brought on just to be a side writer.
Oh, right? Okay.
She was writing so much, they made her like executive producer out of nowhere. So she's writing for, the original host supposed to be Carmen Electra.
Oh.
So they have Carmen come in. Whitney does all the jokes for her opening monologues. She has pages of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says, she starts reading them. The first page is like laughter. Second page, a little bit of laughter. Third page, Carmen Electra is crying. She's like, this is what everybody thinks of me. Is this why I can't get any work anywhere? She quits the show right there. Runs off. Yeah, crying like a baby.
Wow.
Like a newborn baby.
Like a rosy queef.
But oh, your baby just cried like a rosy queef.
Your baby's got the cutest queef to use.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Don't worry about it.
It's a beautiful baby, I'm saying. It sounds cute.
So Carmen Electra quit, and then Shannon Elizabeth was like an emergency replacement or something?
Yeah, but like that's the power of Whitney Cummings. Anybody else would have been immediately fired.
She didn't even mean to roast her, and yet she got roasted.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, yoinks, zazoozles, and other gibberish words.
Yeah. So, really, what's the greatest show on television of all time?
Of all time?
What? Yeah.
Well, comedy or drama.
Right, yeah.
Great question.
I'd say one of each.
Okay, let's go.
Because you know what?
I pick a favorite.
Comedies get a bum rap. I feel like...
Nobody takes them serious.
Ironically, no one takes comedy seriously. Which is like they want every comedy to fit in like this little ass box where drama can do all this shit.
Dude, I talk about this all the time. Like, why... I go, stand-up is such a limited art. Because... There's only one response that is a good response.
A laugh.
Right? And if they don't laugh, it's not working, even though it could be the most interesting shit in the world.
Right.
If they're not laughing, it's not. And it's why a comedy will never win Best Picture of the Year.
Which is bull smackles.
Because it's, 'cause everybody, and it's why really edgy and dark comics have troubles working really mainstream comedy clubs is because everybody thinks comedy is patty cakes.
Right.
Fun time, ha, ha, ha.
Right,
and that's
right.
why. Really bad comedians do really well and walk around like they're Led Zeppelin they're really Nickelback because that's what people go. They think
I like Nickelback. Why did I just do Jim Gaffigan? I just did Gaffigan like, hey, I like Nickelback.
Hey.
Led Zeppelin's too loud.
They're simple.
I'm with you on that, and I feel like we're at the beginning of... Because I feel like the last 10 years has been like this golden age of television, right? But for dramas.
Yeah.
But now we're starting to see interesting-ass comedies, you know, with Curb, with Louie, with Wilfred, with all these different shows. Like, and some of them I don't watch all of them.
You know what's amazing about that?
But they're all interesting. They're doing interesting shit.
You have not named one show on Comedy Central.
Ooh, what would be an interesting show on Comedy Central that is dangerous?
Workaholics, I kind of like.
I think Workaholics is interesting.
I've heard that Nathan For You
That's
is really
great.
Good.
That show's funny.
I haven't seen it. And
now
Schumer's show.
Are you allowed to say bad things about being from... Are you a New York comic?
I was,
Are you allowed to say bad things about Schumer? Oh, look who's back.
Schumer and I have some history, actually.
What, really? Boner? Hard?
No. She was really close with an ex-girlfriend of mine, and when that girl and I broke up, Schumer didn't help.
Oh.
Schumer's presence didn't help. But we buried the hatchet.
Is this a story of lesbianism?
No, it's not. No. She was just in her ear.
Oh.
You know,
but we know what the ear means.
Because you know what? Actually, one of the last conversations I had with Greg Giraldo, I was opening for him at, it was New Year's Eve at Comics in New York, which doesn't exist anymore. And it was me, him, and Schumer. And so Amy had walked out the room, and then Greg was like, did you and Amy fuck or something?
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, she was telling me you guys have all this fucking drama. I'm like, she said that to you? She said that to you. He's like, yeah. I'm like, no, it's just dumb shit that I thought we were over. But we kind of are, you know. I don't know. I haven't talked to her for a really long time. Hopefully she doesn't hear this.
we'll
she can have me
it.
Killed.
Oh, God.
Now, people don't know this. Any comic in comedy, any comic that can sell out a theater can have a comedian that can't killed.
That's just
part
of the rules.
Right? It's
just
a
part
weird
of the rules.
Ass thing.
My point is, though, I think we're in this interesting, because people want to rob Louis of being a comedy. There's a lot of people who's like, well, it's not like funny all the time. Like, yeah, I know. It's not supposed to be funny all the time.
Yeah.
It's awkward. It's weird. It's
Everybody
dark.
Everybody thinks you got to be a clown 24/7.
24/7.
They
but
don't
I think
understand.
That...
It can be layered, and it's like, it should be a rainbow of a spectrum, excuse me,
exactly.
of range.
And there's plenty of funny, light scenes in dramas all the time. Breaking Bad has had tons of
funny
scenes,
shit.
And no
exactly.
one, no one questions
oh,
that.
This one got on my nerves because I watched that new Cosby special. Did you guys see that at
no,
all?
I haven't
Far
seen
from
it.
Finished?
I haven't seen it yet.
I thought, first of all, I think Cosby is one of the greats. I have three paintings in my living room. Pryor, Cosby, and Steve Martin. Those are like my three biggest influences.
Do you know if anyone has a picture, drawing of Bill Cosby's dick that she can bring to this gallery show she's going to be doing? If you know of any.
I feel like it doesn't exist, but if it does, it's somewhere in New Jersey.
So if anyone from
home.
New Jersey's listening.
Home,
yeah, exactly. It's just got to be.
That would be a huge
somewhere around
you.
New Jersey Performing Arts Center in JPAC. It's somewhere. It's somewhere there.
That'd be a huge coup if you brought Bill Cosby's dick pic to that fucking.
It would be
show.
A huge coosby. All right, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
That was tough.
I know. It was. It's a stretch. That was a stretch. That joke was yoga. It was a stretch.
Man, there's some.
Okay, so the Cosby, Far From Finished, I watched it. He's a master. It's Cosby is Cosby, right?
Right.
Now,
then the Sarah Silverman special came out, and there's a lot of controversy around this Variety review. This guy basically was just kind of like, girls are supposed to be pretty. Why is she trying to be dirty? Where he basically is imposing his own ego on what Sarah Silverman does.
Right.
But
you have to compare it to who Sarah
that.
Silverman is.
I love Sarah Silverman, okay? She's great, but it's like, what? I mean, this girl somehow has the luxury of just being able to create this amazing amount of press. I mean, this article, I don't know, it's just so funny. It's like, you're painting Sarah Silverman as you're making her seem like a victim. And I think she's great.
Who is? You mean all the other press?
By putting this out, other press like, oh, Sarah's being like picked on. And it's not, she has everything. She's being handed everything.
But that's also part of the response, is that this guy's talking about her like, she could have had all this stuff. But she insists on being dirty.
Right.
She's pretty though. Pretty girls shouldn't be dirty. They should go be pretty in front of the camera. Instead, she's relegated to stand up. Excuse me? Some of us want to be stand ups.
Yeah.
Because someone writing like from Variety, it's crazy, just, like where it's like you see her as she's not as successful as she could be, where anyone else, if you're reading like, you know, a Split Side or AV Club or something, she's wildly famous.
She's
right. 4 million followers.
She was in
everyone
the Emmys and she didn't even have a TV show.
Right, right.
Somehow, randomly, Sarah Silverman shows up singing at the Emmys. I'm like,
why is she there?
Yeah.
People know. People love her. The people love her.
That's my point. It's just like, it makes this girl into a victim when I feel like she's got the world by the balls.
But, and here's the ultimate point that I was trying to make.
Before I cut you off with my male chauvinist pig view. So,
awesome. The fact that Cosby got reviewed and Sarah Silverman got reviewed, it's only been like in the last 4 years that comedy is getting reviewed. Comedy stand-up specials. So I feel like we're in the beginning of this thing where comedy is starting to be looked at more as an art. Because this guy from the Variety thing, he doesn't have a palate for comedy. You know what I mean? He doesn't know what stand-up is. He has ideas of what he thinks it's supposed to be, but he obviously has never watched any. Otherwise, he wouldn't have written a review like that. He would have compared Sarah Silverman to Sarah Silverman
right.
and what she's done in her career.
Right.
And this is where it fits in.
Right.
You know, same with a Cosby. But with the shows like being really good and stuff like that, that's why I feel like we're in this resurgence of like comedy starting to be respected. We're at the beginning of it where people still are clueless, but I got hopes.
You know what I find
hopes.
Funny about people? Because this guy who's reviewing this thing is the same as the people who go to your comedy show and then afterwards try to give you advice.
Tell you what jokes you should
because
be doing.
Because they think, and this is classic why Hollywood sucks for picking comedy. People think because they laugh at the joke, they know comedy, but what they don't realize is they were just falling for the tricks, the Jedi tricks. You don't know, because you laugh at something doesn't mean you know comedy. You know, it's like you can watch football, but that doesn't mean you can play football.
Yeah. but people do like to yell at the game.
Yeah, right?
You'd be like, why are they, gotta throw! You should run it in. You're right at the end zone. Just saw it at this coach.
Hey, you ever watch football with a girl who's just started watching football? And she
terrible.
Wants to
terrible.
Reinvent the game?
Terrible.
No.
Never?
Or were they?
No.
I always find, but
I also, when I watch football, I'm only watching the movie Little Giants. On repeat.
Every Sunday.
So I'm like, the Giants game is on. She's like, oh, awesome. Rick Moranis is their coach.
Yeah, I got a good feeling about the Little Giants again this year. I don't know. They dig the deepest.
I feel like the Angels are going to win. Why? Because there's Angels in the outfield.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm telling you, bet against the Little Giants this year. They're due. They're due to lose.
Let me ask you something. Speaking of television.
Yeah.
You were just on Midnight.
Oh, yeah, at Midnight. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Gareth, what do you think of Midnight?
At Midnight.
At Midnight?
At Midnight.
I think it's pretty good.
Is it somewhat like the show you did on MTV?
It is very, yeah, there's definitely.
Is it similar?
It's similar, yep.
What was the show that you did on MTV?
Philosophy, it was called.
Oh, Philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that show. What the heck am I talking about?
Yeah.
And Hasan Minhaj
is
on your
who's
podcast.
One of my close, he's a close friend of mine.
And you guys talked about Bill Cosby.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Because he met
Hasan
Bill Cosby.
Met with Bill Cosby, that's right, yeah.
That
was
a
intense
nice kid.
To listen to.
Hasan?
He's one of my,
great dude.
He is one of my favorite comics to watch. Right?
He's awesome.
A great guy.
We picked him to host the show. He's the fucking best.
Oh, so interesting. So Ed Midnight is really...
no, we're not saying that. I just wanted to see what your reaction
to that. It's like Ridiculousness and Tosh.0.
The truth, that's honestly what the truth is that, like, if I were to say that our show was the like really anything that extraordinarily new, I would be lying to myself. I think you just find a different version of that format and tweak it. And, you know, I think turning it into a game show is definitely a big tweak on our what we did. So, you know.
But, like, it was just both of our excuse for just funny people to kind of be funny.
Funny
right?
people to be funny and finding funny shit from online and topical shit. And, you know, now I mean, and really the whole thing now is that you have to make shows so fucking cheap that, like, really, what else can you do? Because you need to, like, have a studio element to be able to shoot multiple, like, it really just affects the budget and stuff. So that's why studio-based shows are so popular now.
Now, oh, do you man. See anything that they do on Midnight that you're like, oh, man, at Midnight, that I wish we could have done?
The truth is, when we were, like, actually talking about our show, one of the things we talked about was, like, trying to think of, like, maybe points, you know, like remote control, which used to be the old MTV show. And we were watching clips of that. And
but
we
who was the host of that?
Colin Quinn.
Colin Quinn was on it. But, no, the host
You know
was
Finnegan, Christian Finnegan?
Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to redo it.
Oh, really?
For a while. We talked about it, remember?
So point, I think the points thing would be a good, and their show is more topical because we had to shoot ours and then cut ours and then air ours because MTV is perfect.
And then At Midnight was like
MTV.
Both are Viacom properties.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, and And I think there's similar producers involved in shit. But.
He got really scared. He's just like, don't break up Viacom. Don't you? They will come.
I'm getting
at
like
me
a little zap
in the
middle
of the
like,
night.
Uh huh. Yeah, no, they're all decent people.
Oh, video hits one.
if you could be on any TV show, what show would you love to have been on?
That's already happened, or just in the last 10 years, you mean? Or?
Anytime.
Ooh, any
by
TV
the way,
show.
If you don't say philosophy, that's super fucked up. I mean, we were just talking about
At philosophy.
There we go.
Ooh, wow. What show would I have been on?
Let's stop the show real quick. Sarah, what are you doing?
Listening?
No, you're not listening. What were you tweeting? Let's see your phone. Let me see your phone.
Dad's here.
No, don't touch anything.
Someone's getting boob pips. Pips?
Boob
you know, the
pips.
Boob pips. Gladys Knight and the boob pips.
Pipsers. A lot of kids are doing snap back.
Sit down. Sit in the corner. Sit in the corner.
Wow.
Zip your pie hole.
What just happened
dude,
right now?
Dude, listen.
She's a dad got into a fight.
She's used to getting talked to like that.
Snazzle
by a man,
dazzles.
So. okay. What show? Any show of ever time, what would you have loved to have been on?
Well, for some reason, my impulse is to say Deadwood. I don't know why. That's the first show that comes to my mind.
Okay.
It comes to me mean. Oh, I just thought it. Dream On.
The fuck
starring
out of here.
Brian Benben.
I remember that.
Remember that show? Early
not
HBO.
Not only do I remember that show.
Yeah.
But that show, like you're saying, Raised by Cable, I always look at the beginning of that show and I'm like, that really was what I was like too. My parents would just be like, sit there and watch The Glowing Thing and shut up.
Exactly. And that's why my album was called that, too, because I watched so much damn television that it's like, obviously, it informs the way that I think.
Yeah.
I mean, what show would you like to be on, Gareth?
Dream On. Best show of all time?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's very hard.
I could tell.
Yeah. You know, there's not.
American Dad.
Good morning, USA.
What would you like to be on?
Definitely Lost.
Lost?
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
You mean
all the shows you could have been on, Lost?
Yeah. Because that's the kind... I mean, I love that show so much. I'm, like, obsessed with that show. That's one of those shows where it's, like, if you're a fan of it, like, you know every character. Like, there's... I don't even know some of the actors' names, but I know their character and everything about them.
Those actors love that element of that show.
Oh, yeah. I hope I run into them so I can call them their character name
hey,
and reference
fat
it.
Hey, fat guy!
Like,
Early
I'm
going to
tell
whatever.
You, if I could have been on anything, I mean, obviously.
Cocaine.
Some, I mean, well, yeah. That was a given.
That's a given. I don't know why you. That's not a question. Yeah. That's
like,
just a fact.
Like, you act like I'm the asshole. I mean, obviously, there were all the old great shows from way back in the day. You know, Barney Miller. I would love to do something like that.
All in the Family.
All that shit. But the show that I got so excited about. Was first season of Eastbound and Down.
Oh,
the first season of Eastbound and Down. Because it's very, when that show came out, nobody was talking about it. And I felt like I just discovered this little secret that nobody knew about.
That's true.
And I would watch it and I'm like, this is what I've been dreaming of doing on television forever. The sex jokes, the drug jokes, the politically incorrectness. I thought it was so, because I've been doing that on stage forever.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is what I want to do. And so that's what it would be. Even though there's some great old dramas way back.
Have you seen The Foot Fist Way?
Oh,
the movie that made him?
So funny.
My friend plays the bimbo in that movie.
Oh, oh. I knew her. Yeah. Mary Jane.
Yeah, yeah. You're right?
Yeah.
Mary Jane.
Yep.
Man, you are a great singer. You are a great
Mary
singer.
Mary Jane.
Great eye contact.
I feel like you're trying to seduce Gareth right now.
No, I just like eye contact.
Mary.
I just like, there's nothing that makes a white man more uncomfortable than a black man holding eye contact while singing in a falsetto voice.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, Brother Earl.
There has to be more.
Now, you honestly, dude, you are, I'm so happy you came on the show. You're phenomenal.
Oh, jeez. I mean, sometimes a fact is just a fact.
Oh, boy.
We should have you on all the time.
Hey, anytime. This is really great, guys.
Now,
really
let me ask
this.
You something.
Yeah, what up?
Some people are weirded out. Like, hey, come on the night show. Like, I don't want to do something like that. Some guys like, yeah. And then they come on. And, you know, you just missed the porn star episode
right.
where a girl got naked when she lost to Doctor Who trivia.
All normal things to say.
Right, yeah. Right. It's Tuesday.
Do you like porn stars? Anti-porn star?
No.
Are you,
I had a long conversation about porn today.
With who? Your dick?
Yeah. I was like, Dick, what you want to do today?
Kelly Devine.
All right, Dick. Good
brothers
choice,
love Kelly
Dick.
Devine.
Friend of the
well,
show.
I mean, like, just all the interracial stuff, mayonnaise. Now there are black porn stars.
Did you say mayonnaise?
Yeah, mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is sometimes I say.
That's a quick
man,
plug,
I say
right?
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
You got a
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise deal.
Served by mayonnaise.
Interracial yeah. porn makes it.
Mayonnaise. It's porn.
You guys didn't know that Miracle Rip is what's left over after an interracial. Yeah.
What did you guys
porn
think it was?
Money shot.
That's why it's called Miracle.
That's why it has that extra whip, that extra
Let
zip.
Let me ask you something,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
According to Undercover Brother, which is to me the Black Bible.
Dude, okay, I got to do a show, a play once with Anjanou Ellis, who played Sister Girl in that movie.
But I thought black people hate mayonnaise and white people just can't put it enough on their.
I didn't hate mayonnaise. It's just that I literally grew out of it. It was like we were black people that were doing impersonations of white trash for a little bit, but then we realized this is disgusting. We can't eat white bread and mayo all the damn time. So, it's, and I don't like mayonnaise. I like Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip is different, and also I don't like it at all anymore.
Yeah, I do not like mayonnaise, man. I do not like mayonnaise at all.
Guess what, guys? I also don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my God.
You guys are now black.
Oh, my God. It happened, Sam.
Who's your favorite porn star? Do you have one?
Ooh, I don't know if I have a favorite. You know what? And that was the conversation where it was like, there's not one. It's like saying, well, who's your favorite comic, which is pretty hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just depends on what you're talking about. So it's like there's different categories of porn stars, and I think I have someone that's in each category. So give me a category.
If you were going to come on our show, what porn star would you like us to book with you? Oh. If you did it on an, if you want to come back on, and would you want to come on with a porn star?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what am I going to do? Hit on her?
Jamar tried to. He was throwing game the whole time.
Yeah, he was.
Get naked, bitch! Jamar, nar, nar, nar. That was the best that I
do
could
do. Do you feel
up
as a black man you always have to rhyme? Is it a burden?
No.
Is rap a burden?
I'm always trying not to rhyme, dude. It's a hard time.
Do your white friends
when I listen to that music from that band called Haim?
Wait,
you know, I'm like on lemon lime, drinking Sprite all of the time. Listen, I'm like Optimus. Optimus Prime? That's the thing that I do. It's sublime. You can call me Bradley Noel. All right, that's enough. That's enough freestyling, guys.
Oh,
please. For some reason, the person that comes to mind is Katie St. Ives. I don't know why.
Well, we're gonna.
I kind of want to see what actual what size she actually is.
It's nice that it's scientific.
You can never tell, like porn stars. It's a, you know, everyone looks bigger on camera. You know, the camera adds a couple inches. So it's like with like the female porn stars, they're all these they're different sizes, and I've met a few in real life, and it's like, oh, you're this. I could put you in my pocket.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. Sometimes they're smaller. You know, sometimes they're tiny, and that's why the dicks look so big. And sometimes they're really tall. Like
they're really tall.
Phoenix Marie is like
really?
Yeah, an Amazon. Yeah, she's huge.
Hmm.
And I don't mean fat. She's like,
yeah, no,
she's like
big,
a big
tall
woman.
Oh,
yeah.
She's tall, gorgeous, man. We got to get her back on. That was one of the best episodes. She was just
hey,
so
I would like to meet her too.
All right, write that down.
Okay.
It's weird because it's like I don't have a physical type, if you will. So it's like
Because you, someone would said that I believe there was a New York Times brain study, and it said that what when people say what their type is, it really has more to do with how they see themselves.
Oh, that's interesting.
Than what it is they actually respond to chemically, you know? What I mean?
Kind of like Neo in the Matrix a little bit. If
yes,
you think about
it's
it,
kind of like they're always like, oh, I like blue pills, but once they get that red pill, in
absolutely,
them,
yeah.
Oh snap! You wake up.
You wake up. You're like, I just slept like a goddamn bear.
You wake up. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter's there.
She's willing to fuck.
I think they should have more gay black men on the news.
Do you want the blue pill, the red pill, or the
well, the
plan
only
B
one
pill.
I can think of is Don Lemon, right?
Who gets shit all the time now.
Does.
He just loves being, he's crazy.
He's kind of crazy.
We're coming home. I'm going to ask you the question.
Yeah,
coming home.
Tyler Perry, fan, not fan?
Not a fan of his work. I'm a fan of what he stands for.
What does he stand for?
He built his career like a stand-up. You know what I mean? Like doing those plays, going from city to city until he had enough of a groundswell that he could get all those people to go see a movie of his. So I respect how he did it and how and what he did to get to where he is. All of his stuff, I'm not a fan of. My mom, no.
She loves it.
Christmas is coming up. I'm going to have to watch something.
Oh, man.
Madea Christmas. We're going to have to
oh,
go see it.
Oh, that's like
she's
my mom. I have
see.
To watch Nancy Grace.
What?
Forever.
Nancy Grace, which is basically the white Madea.
Yeah. My mom loves Nancy Grace.
Wow.
I would take Nancy Grace any day over my parents' incessant Fox News.
Oh.
All day and night.
Ugh.
Headline news with Nancy Grace would be a welcome relief. And Madea, that would be like a gift
from God.
Amadeo Diallo? Is that
yeah.
What jeez.
Wow. Dude, you are awesome. I can't thank you enough for coming on
well,
the show.
Thanks. You guys are awesome, too. It's been
you're,
a fun time.
Very funny, dude.
I mean, right now.
And
wait
you
till you see my stand-up. Nothing.
You killed at the PodFest, too, in the stand-up show. You,
oh, that's right. That's
you
right.
Are hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to really encourage the listeners. You have a bit out there about the opening theme song to 90s Disney cartoons.
Oh, yeah, Disney movies, yeah.
Which, to me, is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, geez.
I love it. That's stuck
with
me. A
lot of singing
me.
In that bit.
A lot of singing, and it, but it's on point. And the fact that anyone's thinking about it, I just loved it.
Oh, thanks,
so.
Vicky. I appreciate it.
Well, we're so happy you're on. We'd love for you to come back on sooner
anytime,
than
man.
Later. And we're going to bring porn stars.
Boom.
Boom. Where are you going to be? What do you want people to check out?
I think I'm done with my road dates.
Forever?
No, this year.
Okay.
I got stuff, but it's not until like February, and I forget what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, me too, dude. All yeah. My shit. I got a couple.
I'm happy, man. I've been all over the place, man. I got back from Korea last week.
Oh really?
Shit. Yeah. How was that?
Korean.
I would have guessed.
Dude, Korea's weird as shit. I mean, I spent most of my time with Americans.
Dude, all those Asian countries are just a whole different.
Oh, country. I'm so glad you said countries after that. Yeah. It's like all those Asians.
All those Asians.
Where are you gonna
so
be?
So cheap, huh?
Where are you gonna be? This
I'll
comes out on Sunday.
Be then the, where I just said it at the beginning. I think it's fine.
Oh, okay, yeah. Did we already do those third this hour or the last
yeah,
one?
No, that was this hour.
No. I'll be in
losing
Florida
track
a bunch.
Of time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, great show. Check out your podcast, Deep Shit.
Deep Shit, also on the All Things Comedy Network.
How are you liking All Things Comedy?
Love it.
I love it. Al and Bill are crushing it. Guys, great show. Sarah, we are only kidding, even though you're texting dick pics to people. We're, yeah, it's so fat in there.
It looks like a hand.
All right. Great show, everybody. Real quick, Sapphire, where can they check out your podcast?
Go and follow it at iTunes, My Dirty Hobbies / Erotic City Radio, or just follow me, Ms. Radio Sapphire.
Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed Blacktober this November. It was a great month. And we'll see you on the other side. Guys, thanks for tuning in.